See, when we're doing this speed recognition of tones, I should talk a little bit more about this, I think. The value of this is that it doesn't allow our ear time to get down into the nitty-gritty of it all. See, this is very similar to what we do on the relative pitch course. In the beginning days, when you're developing perfect pitch, you're allowed all kinds of time. You play this tone and you listen and you decide, is it the mellow quality? Yes, it sounds like the mellow quality of the E flat. But let me listen again. It is mellow. Could it be the A flat? The A flat is also mellow. No, I think it's the E flat, because I think it has that kind of flavor of the E flat. See, we can take as long as we want to think about all this. This is the beginning days of developing perfect pitch. But the more you become familiar with the colors, the less you have to think about all this from scratch. It just becomes second nature. You don't have to think about it at all. You just hear it, and it just sounds like an E flat. But this speed recognition of tones doesn't allow you the time to get in there. When you do this, and your partner is playing at a constant speed, and you have to identify all the tones, then you don't have any time to sit and think about it. You either know it or you don't, and this is a very good thing to do. You don't let the ear take time to think about it. You just have to make a snap judgment. This is a very, very important thing to do in order to become super proficient at this skill.
Color Hearing Technique Session.
Okay, solo keyboards. We're going to take a C major chord this time, then two black tones, E flat, A flat. And we play these two black tones harmonically. We just need to pass one verification round of 20. That'll be your drill. By taking the two black tones, you're going to find, again, that the feeling of the C home bass is going to start to leave you. And this is what we're allowing to happen. We're not trying to force this. We're not trying to block out the feeling of C as a home bass. No, no, we never do this. If the feeling is there, we allow it to be there. The exercises naturally will accomplish this for us. So the two black tones, we'll work with them. This will be a good challenge for your ear. And then we'll go back to our white and black tone drill. But this time we'll use three white tones and one black tone, like this. A, F, B, C sharp. There's our black tone. And we'll do three verification rounds of 10. And when we count this, you can start counting on your fourth finger instead of your pinky. So you go 4, 3, 2, and when you get to your thumb, that is the black tone. So that's the way you can count that if you want. Then for our final drill for this session, we'll have black fours. Again, listen very carefully and go slowly with this. Do not rush your fours. We'll first just sing them, unlock them by ear and do your singing, and then later on you can do another verification round and identify the actual tones, just reaching out at random on the black keys only. And be sure again to listen for the octaves. Don't let the octaves throw you. Solo guitarists, I'll give you your drill now. You'll probably want to write this down. I'll give you the formula. Here goes. A string, any tone. A string, any tone. A string, any tone. Any tone, G string. Any tone, G string. Any tone, G string. Any tone, any tone. It's really the same as what we've done before, except we're using the G string now. So this will be interesting, because before we went back and forth with A and D as our home bases. Now we're going between A and G as the home bases. And A and G are closer together than A and D. So see how you do on that one. That's your drill for this session. That's all you have to do. For our ear training meditation technique this time we'll add F sharp to our collection. And guitarists, we're going to deviate from the keyboardists here. Usually we've been taking the same tones as the keyboardists, but we've been transposing those tones down a minor third. But this time I want you to deviate just a little. We're going to take a C natural as our next tone because I want your ear to get into that C sound right now. And we'll continue to work with our doubles, and you know what to do. So that's your ear training meditation assignment. Now, are you still singing your C or your A before each ear training session? Are we still doing this? If you can do the C or A pretty consistently at this point, great. Then you could pick another tone to sing before your session. But if you can't quite sing the C or A at this point, don't worry about it, just continue. For our team players, you'll be adding the same tones of F sharp or C natural, and you'll continue as before. And that completes our session.